All possibilities and potentialities exist here and now. This is perhaps the most important concept that you need to understand. If you are interested in law of attraction, manifestation, personal development, if you are working on yourself, if you want to build a life of fulfillment, abundance, purpose, meaning, and contribution, then this singular concept can give that for you. It has the power to change your perspective and your reality. So today we will go deep into the wisdom of Vedanta to uncover what the present moment is about and what this infinite possibilities that I'm speaking of are about. So first of all, Vedanta says that the reality that we are experiencing is Maya. It's Matrix. If you have watched the movie The Matrix, you can understand this better, where the movie speaks of us experiencing a simulation around ourselves and thinking that it is actually real. Now, when we look at some of the interpretations and perspectives of quantum physics, this is what even scientists are saying. But the ancient Upanishads gave this truth to us thousands of years ago. As per Vedanta, whatever we are experiencing right now is a simulation. It is Maya. And there are three parameters to this simulation. There are three components to this matrix or to this simulation. Number one, it's time. Number two, it's space. Number three is causation or causality. Let me explain what each of these are. Time, as you all understand, it is the psychological experience of the linear time that we all go through. Right now, you're watching this video and you feel like this is happening in time and it is sequential and it is linear. Now, this experience that you are having of time being linear is one component of this simulation. Next, space. Now, as you're watching this video, you perceive a spatial dimension in this experience. You are sitting somewhere across the world. I'm sitting somewhere else in different part of the world. There is a space between us. There is a gap between us. So this experience of the spatial dimension is the second aspect of Maya. All of this put together is Maya. And then comes causation. Causation is the phenomenon of cause and effect. Whatever exists in this universe, it has a cause. There was a seed before a tree. There was an egg before the chicken. So every effect has a cause and every cause has an effect within this dimension of Maya. So these three parameters are the primary pillars of this simulation that we are experiencing, that we call the reality. Now, within this Maya, there is you. So this is you. And you have your own personal experience of what your reality is. This is your personal reality. The small circle is the relationships that you experience, the health that you experience, the abundance that you experience, the work that you do within this universe and within this simulation of Maya. And as Maya is created, there is also the cyclical nature of creation, sustenance, and dissolution. Vedanta says this universe that we are living in has been created multiple times, has been sustained multiple times, and it has dissolved multiple times. So this is the cyclical nature of the universe and everything that happens within this Maya. That is why every single day we wake up and at the end of the day we go to sleep. There are seasons, there are yugas, there are so many cycles that run through this simulation. So the cyclical nature is because of the aspect of time, and it is one of the aspects of Maya. Now, all of this is just to help you understand what the simulation is. What we have to primarily understand based on today's topic is something beyond the simulation. What Vedanta ultimately says is that you are not who you think you are. Right now, you think that you are this identity, right? This is your identity or swabhava, which makes you an individual person. You right now are an individual being and you have your own identity, you have your own thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and you are a person and you feel that you are separate from the world around you. So this identity is an illusion as per Vedanta. Chandogya Upanishad says tatvamasi, which means you are not this, you are not who you think you are, but who you are is actually not bound by anything. It is God, which is beyond everything, beyond time, beyond space, beyond causation, beyond the creation, sustenance, and the dissolution of the universe, beyond the personal reality that we experience, and beyond the collective reality that the entire universe goes through. Beyond all that is an infinite intelligence, which we call God. So that means God is nothing but you, which is nothing but the infinite reality. And this God or you or the infinite intelligence or this infinite existence is beyond the time-space paradigm and the time-space reality. Now, all this was to set the context. Now, let's go even deeper. Let's try to understand what it actually means when we say God is beyond time, space, and causation, and you and God are one. All this might not be making any sense to you, but still this is very, very important that you listen to this, because at least the process gets initiated. At least some seed will be sown deep within your mind, and something within you already knows that this is the truth. So that part of you will begin to wake up. So that's the idea for us through this video. So you are actually infinite within yourself. And when we say time and space are the constructs of the mind and it is Maya and it is an illusion, it in turn means that the gap between me speaking here and you listening to me technically does not exist. And not just that, I'm recording this video at certain point in time and you will be watching it maybe after a few days or few weeks after the edit. Even this time difference that we experience and that we perceive is not there. It is simply because of the mind that we are experiencing it. So whenever we perceive something within this dimension of Maya, we perceive a gap of time and space. But in reality, this time and space actually do not exist. As long as we identify ourselves with this limited body-mind complex and this limited identity or swabhava, we experience the gap in time-space because this body, mind, and identity are a product of Maya. Maya has given rise to this body, mind, and identity that we currently have. That is why our body and our mind and our limited identity can never go beyond Maya. We are the consequence of Maya right now. But Vedanta says you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are the infinite consciousness, which means you are in essence something which is beyond time and space. Now, if we go deeper, this in turn means that all possibilities, all potentialities exist here and now within yourself. Within yourself and within your consciousness, every aspect of this universe, every experience that you have ever had, every experience that you will ever have, or everything that you can think of and everything that you cannot even think of and you cannot even imagine, all of that exist here and now, because time and space are the illusions of the mind. This means anything and everything that can exist and that actually exists is present within you yourself, and it is accessible for you. It is there waiting to be uncovered, and it is there waiting to be lived. So if you wish to live a certain kind of life, whatever it is that you wish to experience, right? Maybe it is success in your career. Maybe it is living a life of good relationships, of good health and abundance and fulfillment. Just understand this concept that that reality that we call ideal life already exists within you. It is there already within you. But you have right now, because of your identification with your current swabhava or your current identity, and based on that limiting beliefs and thoughts and emotions that this current identity has, are unable to experience that ideal reality that you wish to experience. The moment you create a gap between this identity and begin to recognize little by little that you are this consciousness, you are something truly infinite, then you will be free to consciously choose a swabhava and a reality that you actually wish to experience. This process of disidentifying from the current identity, understanding that we are consciousness in our essence, and choosing a ideal identity and an ideal reality to live consciously, is a process that we call conscious creation. And conscious creation is, according to me, the most important skill that you can learn in this era where AI is taking over everything, where all the talents and skills that you have can be replaced by a machine. One thing that the machines cannot replace is your consciousness. Science has not even scratched the surface on what consciousness is. But Vedanta tells us consciousness is what makes us human and is what makes us special and powerful and infinite. And if we tap into that power, and if we truly understand who we are as the swabhava, as an identity, and as consciousness, we will also discover our purpose. And through this, we will be consciously able to choose a reality that we actually want to live. Now, that is our ideal life. And within ACS, we have a 6-month journey that we call the Conscious Creation Blueprint, through which we have helped hundreds and hundreds of seniors, professionals, and entrepreneurs understand themselves at a deeper level, evolve themselves, transform their swabhava and identity, and choose a reality that they actually want to live.